Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
What do you mean
Sweet
you're not
Caroline,
here tomorrow?
Football's coming home. Lots of excitement in the UK.
There's
morning.
No need to text me at midnight saying football's coming home, honestly, you know. What do you mean
I
you're not here tomorrow?
I think by the time we get through to Sunday's final, I can imagine that we'll be rather bored of hearing that football's coming home, Sweet Caroline, it has to be said. But the nation is in joyous mood at the moment.
It's going to be number one, isn't it, by the end of the week, football's coming home. What do you mean you're not here tomorrow? Are you preparing for Sunday? You got tickets, have you?
If only that was the case. If only that was the case.
Come on, you know somebody who could get you tickets for that game, surely, you know.
They'll be going at a pretty price, I can tell you that. I think I was reading yesterday that face value tickets of £500 were going for £5,000. So a final, the first one since 1966, one would suggest a pretty hefty premium.
OK, markets, pretty good day on Wall Street yesterday. Fresh record high for both the Nasdaq and the S&P 500.
Yeah, there's modest gains, but positive gains on Wall Street yesterday. Bonds gains. This is the latest minutes from the Federal Reserve. Suggests still uncertainty around the outlook for growth and inflation, which could lead to a transparent, controlled normalisation of policy, which would actually be good news for markets, it has to be said. So investors were digesting that. S&P 500 was up 0.34%. NASDAQ registered minor gains, but you say still close to all-time highs. 10-year yields fell below 1.3% for the first time since February. So a significant movement taking place in terms of what's been happening in bond markets. Dollar held steady, oil eased back, and gold advanced for a sixth straight session.
Minutes from the Federal Reserve reassured the market somewhat yesterday.
Yeah, if you look at the June minutes, they indicated they were not ready to communicate a timeline for scaling back asset purchases due to the high uncertainty on the economic outlook. The committee's standard of substantial further progress was generally seen as not having yet been met, although various participants mentioned that they expected the conditions for beginning to reduce the pace of asset purchases to be somewhat earlier than they anticipated at previous meetings. Remember this June meeting, it was seen as a significant step towards the normalisation of policy, regarded as hawkish pivot by the US Central Bank, as officials indicate inflation risks have risen to the upside as the economy reopens. Although interest rate hikes are still some way off. If you look at the dot plot, which is the median projection, it's penciled in two interest rate hikes, but they don't happen until well into 2023. So the focus, of course, in the short term will be around tapering. I think we'll hear a lot more noise about that at the Jackson Hole Symposium. We expect them to formally announce that they will start to reduce those asset purchases at that September meeting, and then for that process to start in November, which will include a $10 billion reduction per meeting of treasuries and a $5 billion reduction of the purchases of mortgage-backed securities.
I was thinking Jackson Hole sounds like a golf course.
It's out in Wyoming, isn't it, Jackson Hole? It's like a ranch retreat that they go on, which all looks rather pleasant, I have to say, although the weather's not always the best there at that time of year. I think it's a big ski resort, actually, in the winter as well.
Yeah, and good to hear you speaking the lingo there, the dot plot. I mean, is that what you and your buddies used to talk about when you sort of got into the flesh pots of Canary Wharf after a day's work, you know? Have you seen the dot plot, you know?
We'll get back to those days soon enough. I know you're harking for me to get back into the commute, and that will be certainly on the agenda as we return to our beautiful building in Canary Wharf.
And a large picture of Christine Lagarde on the front page of the Irish Independent this morning as the ECB resets its policy and the Irish Independent is alarmed about the prospect of inflation.
Yeah, the European Central Bank has been reviewing its strategy framework for the first time in 20 years. As part of the process, policymakers have apparently agreed, and we'll hear more from Christine Lagarde later today, have agreed to raise their inflation goal to 2%, perhaps more importantly, allow for periods of overshoot. This is compared to the previous target of close to but just below 2%. Doesn't sound dramatic, but it should give officials greater flexibility and allow them to maintain ultra-accommodative policy for longer as a bloc emerges from the pandemic recession. The policy reshape also resets the central bank's policy priorities to focus on the fight against climate change, the interaction between fiscal and monetary policies. They'll be looking at employment trends as well as globalisation. So a significant rethink in terms of the way in which the European Central Bank operates and the areas they want to focus on.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.38 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.18. Going to get 1.16 euro for your British pound this morning.
Quite a good line this morning, wasn't it?
It was okay. It was okay. It bounces back a little bit. Okay, I want you to upgrade to the ISDN over internet.
Talk to the headmaster about that.
He'll have to put his hand in his pocket for that one.
In the meantime, you'll have to put your hand in your pocket to amend your normal ISDN, and hopefully you'll have that done by Monday after your long weekend.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Hank Watson Barclays.